This is Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Thank you for joining us. Well, leave it to the Brewers Guild of Alaska to figure out how to get in your exercise and get your beer. And joining us today to talk about a virtual run, which is doubling as a fundraiser as well, and maybe a fundraiser as an FUN, we have two members of the Guild's Special Events Committee, Megan Chambers, who is with Forbidden Peak Brewery, and Tommy Vrabeck, who is with Denali Brewing. And I thought maybe, Megan, we should start with you to talk about the Brewers Guild of Alaska, and then we'll get into the AK5K.
Thanks so much for having us on. We appreciate being here and having the opportunity to talk about the Brewers Guild and this fundraiser. So the Brewers Guild is a nonprofit trade association that was founded in 2000 by craft brewers all across the state. And it's around to promote the craft beer and brewing industry as a whole, mainly through consumer education, community events, and also some legislative advocacy.
So what kinds of things has the Brewers Guild done collectively?
They have a membership organization. So we are made up of members all across the state. Those could be regular beer lovers. They could be people in the beer industry. And they provide education and resources. You know, our state is huge and we have brewers in every kind of nook and cranny. And so one of the unsung heroes of the Brewers Guild is the networking possibilities and then also creative fixes to large-scale logistical problems like supply and demand, shipping across the state, and things like that. Tommy, would you add anything to that?
Oh, no, just the advocacy is the biggest portion of it. You know, the BGA really aims to, you know, represent all of its members and just promote the industry. I mean, it's a great industry. It's very positive, has seen a tremendous amount of growth in the state of Alaska. We're ranked number 5 in the nation as far as breweries per capita go, which shows you that Alaskans definitely have a love for beer and for our breweries. And I mean, the cool thing about the BGA is, you know, we have members, I mean, like Megan said, that aren't even breweries. You know, we have everyday people that just really enjoy beer. You can become a member and see what we're up to, see our happenings, see our events. And, you know, like she said, too, the networking portion, I mean, I'll echo that. It's a huge piece of it.
Well, it is an emerging industry. You always hear about new breweries opening up, and it certainly adds a lot of flavor to the tourism. It gives people something, another thing to look forward to when they visit our state. And also, I'm just surprised at how collaborative the brewers are, that they hold fundraisers and events. So this is so interesting that yet we have another event that brewers are collaborating on. And Megan, maybe you could tell us how this 5K, 2K, or this AK 5K, now I got it straight, how it's set up, how it works. It's not like we have this mass start together.
Correct. Yeah, it's pretty simple, really. So you can register online. There's a link in at the Brewers Guild social media spots, or you can search it, AK5K. And you pick a finishing line. It's happening across the state. And the finishing line is any brewery that's chosen to participate in the event in your hometown. And so if you're here in Juneau, all 4 breweries are participating, which is awesome. You can decide where you want to end your run. You can do it anytime between May 15 and May 31, and you could run it, walk it, hike it. You could do it by yourself. You could do it with friends. It's outdoors, obviously, so we're still continuing that encouragement of getting outside and doing it safely at your own comfort level. And then you end in a tap room and reward yourself with a beer and a couple prizes.
So tell us about some of the prizes that you're going to be offering. And I imagine that there's swag that goes with this, right, Tommy?
Yeah, so our prize this year that you get with the run once completed is a headband that has the AK5K on it. Also, each brewery has a little something extra that they give as a gift with it, or a prize with it. And that is specific to each brewery. They may be announcing it on their social media or within their facility. So, you know, it's really a good event just to get people out and you check out the breweries and you know, I mean, like Megan said, you can run anywhere, hike, walk, you know, take your dog out, go for a bike ride, just hit that 5K mark and go reward yourself after.
So Megan, in wrapping things up, what do we need to remember? What are the key points?
So please register for the AK 5K. It supports the Brewers Guild, which supports breweries across the entire state of Alaska and advocates for them. Go to myalaskatix.com to register for it. You can register starting now, and then the run dates are anytime between May 15 and May 31, wherever you're located.
So you got some time yet, and that's good that it's not all concentrated in one moment in time. So I want to thank Megan Chambers and Tommy Vrabeck for joining us today. They are members of the Guild's Special Events Committee, and Megan is with Forbidden Peak, and Tommy is with Denali Brewing. Thank you for joining us and telling us about this event. I bet a lot of people are going to look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.